Okay, I'm ready to. Brother Time does not offer medical, financial, or any other kind of professional advice or opinion. This is just talking about things we want to talk about, so take it with a grain of salt. In the quiet heart, wisdom whispers the profound secrets of life. That's from ChatGPT-4. I'm Isaac, 5 of 10, and I watched the eclipse. I was working outside when it was going on the whole day, so I had a piece of, I had some of those paper eclipse glasses, and that's how I looked up at it. I saw it pretty much at the peak, a little before and a little after.
Oh, nice. Did you get totality where you are?
No, we were pretty close. We just had a little thumbnail sticking out.
I will say, so I'm Josh, 8 of 10, and I watched the eclipse from out behind our office building. I had some paper glasses as well, which obviously you don't ever want to look directly. If there's any sunlight coming out from behind or around the moon during a total eclipse, you should not be looking at it without.
You should not look at the sun. Sorry, you just shouldn't be looking at the sun.
No, yeah, that's true too. But
that would be my advice, even though we're not giving professional advice. My unsolicited advice is don't look at the sun. Even if someone's like, hey, it's okay to look at the sun, don't listen to them. It's not okay.
It's okay to look at the sun.
No, take them. We're going to have a quiz later about the eclipse.
Oh, okay. So I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk too much about it, but
let's take a little break though.
All right.
All right. Do you use streaming services to watch TV, right?
I do. It's aside from the over-the-air channels that you just get from having a basic.
You antenna, watch those?
I'll watch them because the local channels will get sports.
Okay. And you're that's smart. Yeah, that's the best way.
Because that can be expensive. Of course, we do have ESPN. But what's frustrating about watching particular sports teams is they distribute the games across different providers. Like this provider will have this game and then the next game is under a different streaming service to be able to like watch it, which can be kind of frustrating if you're trying to keep up with like one of your local teams or whatever.
Wow.
But the over the air channels can be pretty consistent with getting the local team.
That's infuriating.
Yeah, it's
to be like there's so many different streaming services. I mean, that's part of my issue is you watch a streaming service for a couple months, you get through all the content on there that you really want to watch. And so for a while I was paying for a few different streaming services, but now it's dwindled down and I think I'm just going to keep cutting them out. The kids watch YouTube. Like the YouTube hat, the YouTube. Wow.
The YouTube.
That sounds like something our parents would say. The YouTube. Or someone older would say, call it the. Yeah. Anyways, I don't know why that is. The adding the makes it sound like. Anyways, YouTube has a ton of kids content that is easily streamed. So if you're paying for it, you get away from the ads. It's easy to use that for all the kids' needs.
Yeah.
TV wise.
Yeah. And so it's really just what do you and your wife want to watch? And I've got to admit, I feel like we're in a place where we need to get better at this. But the whole going to streaming thing means that you can shut off your subscriptions relatively easily.
Oh, yeah. And all they've been doing lately is jacking up their prices.
Yeah.
So it's all that does to people is say, well, I can't really afford this because I want to eat this month. So, and I'm not really watching it anyways.
Yeah.
So we could just turn it on and off as needed. Like if Netflix comes out with a bunch of shows, I'm going to go back to it. But we were paying quite a bit. I think it was around $30 a month for Netflix.
Yeah.
Because we had multiple people on the account and they kind of upcharged to do that. And then they came back again. And this is really why I canceled. They came back again and said, well, it's only multiple people in the same household. So you can't you can't share with your brother or sister in another state. And we've detected that activity. So you either need to upgrade again, or we'll just let you pay the monthly amount, but we're not going to let you watch until you get it sorted out.
Yeah.
And they just turned it off, canceled it. Anyways, Disney Plus, apparently, I thought Disney Plus was going to be like an easy win for them. Apparently, they've been losing a lot of money.
Really? Why? How are they losing money?
Yeah, I think now that I'm saying it out loud, I think what they're losing is potential gains. Maybe that's how they're justifying the losses or calling it losses. Like if they had sold their programming to other streaming services versus having it themselves and streaming it themselves, plus lost movie revenue for people who just waited for the movie to come out on Disney Plus because they knew it was going to come out immediately after theaters on the Disney Plus, which it's really hard for them to do that. Because they could say, well, everyone who watches it on day one when it comes on to Disney Plus would have watched it on theaters if we left it in theaters longer. But that's not the case for me. I was never going to watch any of the stuff they put out lately in theater. None of it was like go to theater quality. It hasn't been.
Well, it's for the theater thing. It's more of like if they're saying that, they're seeing it in too black and white, because I might have watched it in theaters, but honestly, I wasn't sure if it was going to be good enough. And so I was just going to wait until it came onto the streaming service to watch it, because I wasn't convinced it was worth a movie ticket. But since I'm already paying for the service and it's there, I might watch it. And you know what? Halfway through, I might be like, this movie really stinks, and stop watching it.
Yeah.
Kind of like Madam Web. Of course, I haven't seen Madam Web, but I've heard about it.
Is it bad?
Yeah, it's apparently awful. It's like,
is that a Marvel?
Is it actually Marvel? I think it's Marvel. It's obviously a Spider-Man spinoff, I guess.
Okay.
Who made it? Featuring the Marvel Comics character of the same name. But anyway.
Well, sorry. Their Disney Plus, they plan to cut their production cost down to a mere $25 billion.
Oh, how are they going to survive on such a low?
I know. Down from $27 billion last year. This year, they're cutting $2 billion worth of production for,
And I don't mean to be cynical, but I feel like that 2 billion is people.
Huh?
Meaning, like, if they're cutting, they're letting people go. Because 2 billion is a lot of people. Like, money-wise, how much you make in a year, 2 billion is quite a few people losing their well-paying job. That's the cynical me, just based on.
Yeah.
So, if a lot of the, we're in a weird place right now as, like, financially as a country, because people are losing their jobs, but then profits are up for a lot of companies because they're laying people off but they continue to make the same. They're laying people off, frankly, without a good reason to, because usually you lay people off when you have a downturn, but companies are laying people off just because they see it as a way to increase profits, which
that's the pressure.
Yeah. That's what they're trying to do. But I feel like you've got to like not have any soul in you to sit there and make that kind of decision, understanding that you're basically putting these people out that have been working for the company. And like, why were they hired if they don't bring value? I feel like those companies are going to go through a cycle of this quarter profits are way up because we cut our workforce, and then they're going to suddenly start doing really bad because
thing where they're prepping also to transition more to AI resources for a lot of the workforce.
Yeah, that's probably true. AI can definitely replace a lot of things, and probably a lot of things you don't think can be replaced by AI will be replaced by AI.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what we were like, oh, yeah, we'll develop this intelligence so it can work in factories and we can do art jobs. And now it does art jobs. And we are, if you're using AI, you're just a prompt engineer. You're sitting at a computer.
Can I say, I think the idea of a prompt engineer is a joke. Like, I know it's important to be able to communicate with AI, but no company's going to hire someone to be a prompt engineer. Like, people who say that, I've heard the argument of people trying to say everything will be okay with AI taking jobs, that, look, you'll just be hired as a prompt engineer. No, you won't. Like, that's, who's going to hire someone to type in Google search questions to an AI? Like, that is preposterous to me that any company is going to actually hire a prompt engineer, that's going to be a role. Because AI just keeps getting better and better and better. And
oh, yeah. I think you have a really good point of, like, it's improving to where you won't need an engineer to do it, right? Yeah. That's what you're getting.
That's a temporary concept that's going to quickly just fade away, and no one's ever going to think about it again. Like, AI is going to, because right now it's true. Like, I was telling you just the other day, I was trying to get AI to do something for me, and I kept having to iterate on what I was asking until I finally got it to give me exactly what I wanted. So there, right now, there's somewhat of a need for it if you're using it and you need very specific output. But, I mean, I feel like that's going to quickly just go away. I mean, the CEO is going to be sitting there telling AI, hey, improve our sales this quarter. And AI is going to give him, like, the perfect plan to improve their sales this quarter. And then the CEO, which is actually just an AI, has a video call with the board, which are all actually just AI.
It's all these internal meetings.
Yeah. AI's having a bunch of meetings together.
That's great.
That would be actually really interesting to hear AI have, like, a board meeting for a real company. I bet you eventually there will be companies that are 100% AI.
Maybe sooner rather than later, but I guess I get dystopic with these things. It's the only thing that makes me think, one of the few things that makes me lean in, like, a socialist direction of, like, if AI is doing all the work, I'm sorry, we got to keep humanity alive somehow. We can't just be like, well, sorry, you got to starve in the streets because AI is now doing all the food production. They're like the people who own the systems that are doing it. Sure, we should be investing in those things as individuals now, but we can't just let society collapse. We can't just let all the people go from their jobs and say, well, go find some bootstraps to pull yourself up by.
Yeah.
And they're, all opportunity is essentially gone for people. And, yeah.
You can't find a job when there are no jobs, obviously.
Right. And if they're all, anyways, but as far as streaming services, back to make it full circle, I'm not really interested in streaming services unless there's a specific series that I want to watch. I'm not picking up another one.
Yeah, I think that's what everyone should do. I think people, and this is where I can improve, people need to just cancel streaming services as soon as they look at it and say, I don't really see anything on here I want to watch.
Yeah, there's no nightly watch here. There's no even weekly watch here. That, yeah, just cancel it. Yeah. I think it's going to take more effort because they really try to make it difficult to get in there and cancel. Yeah. Any sort of subscription, I've found they try to hide the cancellation process and make it just slightly more difficult than an impulsive decision would allow. But anyways, you know, I don't watch streaming services while I food shop.
Yeah. Well, well, what do you do while you food shop? Because, I mean, I've seen carts that have a little phone holder on. Have you seen those? They have like a little slot where you can put your phone.
I try to listen to a book or music.
Yeah, I tend to listen to podcasts if I'm shopping by myself. And I avoid eye contact with everyone.
Well, how do you get the other people to leave the store so you can shop by yourself? I have my ways. What are your ways?
Just start loudly groaning until everyone everyone leaves the aisle. Yeah. Whatever feels right in the moment. Just,
what other shopping tips do you have for me? This is good stuff.
You want to be sure you take one item from one end of the store, and then without looking at your list, go to the other end of the store and give it something. And then realize you need to go back to the other side. It's just a good way to burn calories.
I don't even have to put any effort into doing that. That's my natural shopping trip. It's like, okay, I'm on this side of the store, one thing. Okay, what's something on the other side of the store? Without even thinking about it, that's where I gravitate towards.
Yeah, so you're kind of a chaotic shopper. Like, you just walk
in. I hate it. The groceries, I usually hit the groceries first, which is not what you're supposed to do, because it's like,
what are you buying other than grocery?
Oh, I guess it is food shopping. My brain immediately went to like Walmart.
Yeah.
And the grocery shopping there. And then it's like, oh yeah, I should look at the tools on the other side of the store. For what? I don't need anything. Oh yeah, maybe I need safety glasses or a new hard hat or something.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh yeah, now I need ice cream.
Well, at least you got the ice cream last instead of first, and it's been sitting in your cart, right? I mean, that's not so bad. Sometimes I feel compelled to look at the electronics.
The TV prices always shock me. I'm like, you can get a TV for like, what, $28 or something? That's so crazy. Whatever.
Yeah, they've gotten really inexpensive, considering I think we spent $200 on a 32-inch like 5 or 7 years ago, however long ago that was. And now it's like you can get a much better form factor, like a lot thinner and also bigger for less than that, just walking to the store. And we got that on like a Black Friday deal. It was a really good deal at the
time. Yep. That's when I usually buy my electronics.
Yeah, Black Friday. Of course, we probably talked about it, but they have different models on Black Friday that are worse.
Yeah, they have like specific...
something cheaper about it. They don't always change the software in it to be compatible with the buttons that are on it. Like, they just kind of...
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
That brought back good memories. But the food thing, I guess I want to be better at buying. Like, I feel like my shopping trips take forever, and then I end up with stuff that we set in the pantry. And I heard this idea, this game you could play with your spouse. It's called Food Pantry Survivor, and it starts. And like, you just pick a month to start it. And the couple that did it, they start at January 1st. And what they do is they don't buy anything, any food. And they're forced to eat all the stuff that's in their pantry until it's gone.
I mean, hopefully you got healthy food in your pantry and it's not just a bunch of junk food.
Yeah, but it forces them to also think, well, is this going to sit in the pantry until Food Survivor next year?
Oh, like, okay. I see. That's good. It's kind of like spring cleaning in a way.
Yeah, they have to go through all that stuff. And then I guess what I would do, I don't know if this is what they would do, the stuff that I absolutely do not want to eat, I would 100% throw that away secretly or donate it somehow. But
Yeah, I think we keep a list. I mean, this seems obvious, but we keep a shopping list. And anytime something runs out that we want to use, we always add it to the list.
I thought you were going to say, like when it runs out, you just mark it as like out of stock in your house, therefore needs to be restocked. But you actually restart the list every time.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime we use an app where you can mark things off as you buy it, and then you can just add things on as you need it. And anytime we go to the store, we just look at the list.
That's neat. What's the app, the list, on, I think it's called a Google list?
It is Our Groceries is the name of the app.
Okay.
They have a paid thing, but we don't buy it. We just use the thing. And it works really well. It's just a really simple list that you can share. And that's my tip is just keep a list. I know it's obvious, but it definitely makes those shopping trips like efficient.
I have this other problem where I buy things that are, or Susie or I will buy things that I really like and they're gone immediately.
Oh yeah.
And it's like these, they're called Heavenly Hunks. They're a delicious gluten-free treat and I can devour a whole bag in a day.
What can you describe what this is?
Yeah, it's like an oatmeal, dark chocolate cookie. And it doesn't taste very oatmeal-y. It just tastes like a dense chocolate chip cookie.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Like cookie dough, almost. But it's got a tiny bit of crispiness to it. The problem is each one of these things by itself is 120 calories. And it's, even though it's like gluten-free and vegan and all these... It's still sugar in there.
Yeah.
Like there's not, it's not like it's exactly healthy. But I get full after I eat like seven of them. And then my body immediately like starts making room for more somehow. Like it's got a trash compactor in there that it's like quickly. Let's make room for the cookies.
Space.
Yeah. Make room for the, there's more cookies out there. We detect cookies. But I'll go through a whole bag, and the bag is like, I'm pretty sure it's like $15 for one of these bags. I don't know what I've been thinking about, like Ziploc bagging it right away, like put it into portion sizes.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. I used to do that a lot. Like you can buy those little snack bags.
I just thought I could also put them in the freezer, and also only take out like one bag a day. And be like, this is for after work. It's got to defrost all day. Something like that, where I'd set myself up to not... I think that that's probably the way to go. But I also just feel like such a pig.
Yeah.
When I do that. When I just... I know it's like a family size. It's supposed to last a whole family like a few days. And I can devour the whole thing.
Yeah.
In a matter of hours.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that, because I find if I have an open bag of something that I really like and I put the bag next to me, I will eat the whole bag.
Yeah, that's it. I have it next to me and there's no one to sit and judge me.
It may sound silly, but adding like a barrier to getting it, like taking a few and putting them on a plate and then setting that next to you and closing up the bag and putting it, you know, in the pantry and closing the door and doing all these like things in between you and it can actually kind of help you not, like, the laziness part of you can overcome your desire to get up and eat more, especially especially when paired with the idea that you shouldn't eat more. You're like,
yeah, it's if I could, I see what you're doing there. And yeah. I like that. It's impulse control. But let's think about that over break. All right, we're back. I've got a quick activity before we go, an eclipse quiz. I'm going to ask a multiple choice question, and you, I've got a few here, but you answer as best as you can, and you can try to answer before.
Okay. Hopefully I don't embarrass myself here.
Fill in the blank. Blank is the eclipse on April 8th. What do you think was the top trending question?
Blank is the eclipse, like solar?
Blank.
Eclipse.
Blank is the eclipse. Okay. How long is the eclipse? Where is the eclipse?
Oh, I see.
What time is the eclipse?
What time is probably the most common?
That is correct. That was the top trending for, yeah.
I only know that because I Googled that like 10 times on the day.
What time is it? Oh, and I got wrong answers from Google. Anyways, over the past week, what state searched April 8th solar eclipse most?
Probably Texas.
Let's see. That's not one of the answers available. New York, Louisiana, New Mexico, Hawaii.
Oh, I don't think Hawaii was in the path, was it? New York, since it's such a dense population there.
No, it was actually Hawaii.
Oh.
Yeah, that's, I'm surprised too. Okay. So there isn't one for this one that, I was hoping that it would have this question. In the path of totality, what was searched, what went up the most as a search term, especially after the eclipse, peaking right after?
My eyes hurt.
That's correct.
I heard about that because there is a specific time where you can look directly at it, and that's as soon as there is zero sun. Like,
don't look at it. Always have the glasses.
Not if you're in totality and it's completely obscured. You can look at it if that's the case.
Don't do it.
No, you should. Oh my gosh, it was so crazy. Like, I was in path of totality for about 2 minutes. It was completely covered, and it looked like it just looked like pictures don't do it justice. Like, it was insane the way it looked. It was so, it was bizarre and cool, and it creeped me out, and it was just otherworldly. So, but what you do is you have the glasses on. You look at it, and as soon as you no longer see the sun with the glasses on, because the glasses are going to block everything out except for that sunlight.
Bit of sunlight. Yeah.
Yeah. And as soon as you see nothing with the glasses on, when you see nothing with the glasses on, you can take them off. And assuming there isn't a cloud blocking the sun, because it'll trick you like that.
But. See, you take the glasses off, and then the cloud moves. Yeah. And then you're just staring at the sun.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, thank you. Thank you for that insight. And I think we can just jump into thanking the listeners, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Thank you, listeners, for listening. I've got a winner. It's actually, this is a rare occurrence, but the moon won this time because it was able to block out the sun.
It did.
In totality.
It did a good job, too.
Yeah, good. So thank you, Moon, for participating in the eclipse this evening. someday there's probably going to be a reverse where the moon is blocked out fully by the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that won't be for a while.
Not in our lifetime, but it will happen. Someday.
Maybe. All things possible, right? Just like rating and reviewing us online, which you can find us online if you like the podcast. Find us online at brothertimepod.com.
Brothertimepod.com.